Exclusive! Delta Karen is revealed to be former Playboy model, Baywatch actress, and Raiders cheerleader, who now works as a realtor. Interesting. FBI arrest her for assaulting a passenger, age 80, who took his mask off to eat, though she wasn't wearing a mask either. Well, that's just lovely. That's just lovely. Sure, yeah, do what I say, not what I do. Oh, yeah. That's great. That is fucking great. Wonderful. That's your typical Karen. So what we have here is a former hottie who hasn't realized now that she is now a hottie naughty, no longer a hottie, and is still expects to grift along on her looks, get by on her looks, do whatever she wants, participate in bad behavior, and have no consequences, as if she was still 25, as if she was still hot, as if she was still pre-wall. She really hasn't realized yet that, the hot chick privilege is gone, but she's gonna find out real soon. Yeah, Delta passenger Patricia Cornwall was arrested by the FBI on Thursday after getting into an altercation with a male passenger. She didn't get into an altercation. She started an altercation. When you say getting into, that's implying that she had no fault or that it was somehow equal between the two or it somehow takes two to tango. No. She created the altercation. Let's be honest and clear about this. Cornwall, 51, was a former cheerleader with the Las Vegas Raiders. She also had minor roles in Baywatch and Playboy. Baywatch? That's how you know she's old. She worked as a real estate agent. You know, all these hot broads become real estate agents, right? All these former models and former hotties who were in movies and TV shows only because they were really good looking. Then they go into real estate because they can then, grift off their looks. They can skate by on their looks and, sell houses and sell properties because they're hot. You know, the guy wants to impress them. Some guy buying a piece of property wants to impress her at how much money he's got and the purchase he's making. Ooh, I want to get in their pants. Yeah, I'm going to buy this house for $12 million. Yeah. Those days are over. Those days are over, honey. You just haven't realized it. So she worked as a real estate agent in Los Angeles. Big surprise. But appeared to have relocated to Florida in recent months. Yeah. Her hot girl privilege is worn off now. Yeah. And she moved to Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm surprised. You moved to a Republican bastion, honey, full of anti-communists. I'm surprised she moved to a red state. Yeah, it's amazing to me how these commies, these pinkos, these leftoids, once whatever was making them money in their liberal strongholds, lose that profit-making ability, they tend to move to conservative places. Interesting how that works. The older male passenger, older? Yeah, 30 years older. Like old enough to be her father. Like old. He's like 80 years old. Why didn't you just say old male passenger? Who she attacked. Had been eating at the time. Yeah. What is she complaining about? By the way, I think she was drunk or on drugs or something. The way she was acting was just so incoherent and ridiculous. I mean, I think she was high or drunk or both. He had his mask off. He was eating. How can he eat with the mask on? Well, he could have slipped. Well, then wouldn't it be useless? I mean, it's useless anyway. Surgical masks are only good for 15 minutes in a non-sterile environment. Then they stop working. And they will actually make you more sick because then they become clogged. And they become clogged up with germs and bacteria that it catches. And then you can inhale that. So it goes from being something that protects you from illness after about 15 minutes to something that catches illness and then makes it more likely for you to become ill. And also, because it becomes clogged so quickly, you also get far less oxygen, which then weakens your immune system and negatively affects your overall well-being. Oh, but hey, it's politically correct. How's it going to eat with a mask on, bitch? Yeah, eating at the time, he was approached by unmasked Cornwall and told to mask up. Well, yeah, what the hell? She didn't have a mask on either. What's her excuse? He's at least eating. She got up to go to the bathroom or something. What, you can't wear a mask to go to the bathroom? What the hell? The pair shouted expletives at each other. By the way, I saw the news report on this, And some people were commenting about how he was immature too. There were videos all over fucking YouTube. No, he wasn't. He was just responding in kind to her, and he didn't respond in full kind, because if he had, he'd have punched her in the face too. Yeah, she punched an 81-year-old dude or an 80-year-old dude in the face. The bitch is nuts. They shouted expletives at each other, with Cornwall hitting, scratching, and spitting at him during the row. Wasn't that unhygienic? I mean, if her biggest concern is the spreading of disease, should she be spitting on him? By the way, spitting is assault. I mean, it doesn't just making physical contact isn't assault. Isn't the only thing that is considered assault. Spitting on someone is also assault. How much you want to make a bet, though, that she serves no time in prison? I mean, she'll go to a jail. She went to jail for the arrest and, you know, to be processed. But I would be willing to bet that she gets probation or something. Or community service. She won't see one day in a prison. Scratching and spitting at him during the row. Row, get the fuck out of here. What row? The only row was the one that she started and instigated. She was taken into custody when the plane reached Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. That's some crazy shit, by the way. Who starts fights on an airplane? Do you want it to crash? Do you want it to die? She's totally nuts. An FBI source told DailyMail.com that Cornwall is due for an initial hearing on Monday at the federal courthouse in Atlanta. They're probably going to say that she was mentally ill or something. Can we have her analyzed by a psychologist judge? We think that she was mentally unfit at the time. There's something wrong with her. She had depression and postpartum depression, even though she didn't have a baby. But they'll come up with this whole bunch of boatload of bullshit about why she's not responsible. You know, so that's a picture of her. I think that's an old picture. I mean, she doesn't look totally, completely hagged out there, but it's not a good picture. She looks worse in the actual video of the incident. A high-flying realtor who worked for Coldwell Banker in Berkshire Hathaway in California, not anymore, has been revealed as the Delta Karen, who was arrested by the FBI for attacking an 80-year-old passenger on a plane after he removed his mask to eat while she was herself maskless. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Typical leftist, do as I say, not as I do. Yeah. Brings AOC to mind. She goes everywhere locally in a big gas-guzzling SUV, flies private jets, but you pleb scum, you! You should walk and ride your bike everywhere and fly nowhere. Yeah. Patricia Cornwall, a real estate agent previously based in L.A. Yeah. Until she lost her hotness and thereby ability to make any real money and couldn't afford to live in L.A. anymore, who in the 1990s was a member of the Raiderettes cheerleaders for the then L.A.-based NFL team, was identified as the unruly passenger on the Thursday flight from Tampa to Atlanta when the altercation took place. Cornwall, who was a former small-time actress going by the name of Patty Britton and had a minor role in Baywatch, has recently moved to Florida. Of course. They want to pay all those crazy taxes, wants to get away from the environment created by her libtardism. She also appeared on an episode of Married with Children in 1989. She's old. And featured in Playboy, Cheerleaders, before becoming a Raiderette in the 1990s. Huh. Okay. Interesting. She posted on a website looking for a room to rent for $1,200 a month in Okaloosa County in the Florida Panhandle. A room to rent? What? Oh, how the mighty have fallen. She's so broke, she can't even afford to rent her own motherfucking apartment. She's trying to rent a room. Talk about being down and out. Wow. Now that's a post-wall, yo. Dance post-wall. So she lived in a hall. Rode the cock carousel well into her mid to late 30s, grafted along on her looks and not hard work or ability or merit until, you know, she couldn't do that anymore. She didn't develop any real human capital, didn't really develop any actual skills. So once her looks were completely gone, she's sitting there wondering, where's my money? Oh, it went the way of the dodo, the way your looks did. And now I have no marketable skills, so I gotta move to Okaloosa County in Florida. And I can't even afford an apartment. It's great. Woo! Oh, the wall has more fucking consequences than just not being able to get hot Chad cock anymore. Moving from California, I am single now, divorced. Wow, imagine that, yeah. No guy wants to be with her, a broad that beats up 80-year-old dudes. For eating food. and I have two grown children who are overseas in the UK. This broad is renting a room for $1,200 a month in Okaloosa, the Florida panhandle. She kept two grown children who apparently are not there for her. Wow. Can you imagine? Wow, what a great mommy she must have been. She has two grown children who apparently want nothing to do with her, who want to get away from her so bad that they moved overseas. And she's verging on homelessness. Renting a room is one step away from being homeless. Even I have my own apartment. I'm doing better than this broad who once was on Baywatch. I've been practicing residential real estate for 13 years in Los Angeles, West Side. You're not anymore. Apparently, your entirety of your success in real estate was based on how high and tight your ass and rack were. Yeah. Not bad. 20 years ago. Chris, he's a drunk now and a drug addict, potentially. Definitely a drunk. Looks pretty good there. I've seen better. I've had better. But, yeah, the one on the right, meh, not so good. I like the one on the left better. Good-looking broad, though, for sure. Ah, there she is in better times in a bikini. Now that looks nice. I like that. Remember that crazy video from years ago where that hot little dishy 5 foot, 5 foot two doctor in the tight white hot pants trashed that guy's Uber? I think it was in New York City or something. I don't remember exactly where. It might have been New York. Dark haired, dark complexion. She was smoking hot, though. Great body. Trashed his Uber. Just walked away. She lost her job, but she didn't suffer any legal ramifications that I recall. That's hot girl privilege. No. You're not hot anymore, sweetheart. I've also lived in Florida in the past few years, and I'm excited to reintroduce Florida back into my life permanently. Renting a room will be a great start settling me in. Furnished is preferred. Don't losers live in rooms? Don't losers rent rooms? I mean, who rents a room in somebody else's house? You gotta be really down on your fucking luck to rent a room, yo. That's really, really sad. On her LinkedIn, she describes herself as luxury property specialist. You're a luxury property specialist. You can afford your own apartment, okay? Unless you're really, really bad with fucking money. At Berkshire Hathaway Home Services California Properties, I get the feeling that she's hit a rough patch lately. Professionally, personally, probably because of some kind of drug or alcohol addiction. Cornwall 51 was not wearing a face mask on Thursday's flight. Yeah, what? I find that so interesting. He's got to put his mask on or she's going to punch him in the face, but she's not wearing a mask. But she took exception to an 80-year-old man, probably because he's a white male, taking off his face mask to eat and drink while at his seat. Yeah, I mean, isn't she spreading more germs being in the fucking aisle, moving down the length of the fucking plane without a mask than him sitting in a single location, and anyway, he has to take his mask off to eat. I mean, what are you expecting, to starve to death, honey? I mean, you want him to go the whole flight without taking the mask off, even to eat? That's absurd. That's absurd. Absurd. The pair exchanged a volley of foul-mouthed insults. Good. Good. I'm glad. The old man is clearly red-pilled and based, and he knows the way to fight these people, and it's not to turn the other fucking cheek or ignore them or be the bigger person. Fuck that. Which ultimately descended into physical violence. No. A little bit of catch in this. They're still trying to carry water for her, even though they're trying to make it look like they're not. No. It didn't descend into physical violence. She assaulted him. To say it descended into physical violence is to imply that he, at some point, was physically violent with her. And by the way, self-defense is not physical violence. Let's get that straight. Which ultimately descended into physical violence, with at least one crew member and multiple other passengers reportedly injured while trying to get Cornwall away from the man, who has not been identified. Yeah, because he's the victim. He shouldn't be identified. I know you lefties want to identify him so you can go after him and shame him and maybe burn his fucking house down for having the audacity to stand up to a lefty broad preaching their orthodoxy. The attack came as the Federal Aviation Authority details a record of air raid attacks. I don't know what it is with you people. I don't get people. You're in a big fucking a tin can at 35,000 feet. I would think it would behoove you to be calm, cool, and collected so the thing doesn't crash and burn with you in it. No, let's get nuts. Let's get crazy. In a tin can at 35,000 feet with 5,300 reported in 2021. That's a lot. That's reported, by the way. You got to figure there's incidences many more times this number that weren't reported. in 2021 compared to only several hundred in previous years. Yeah, because you're forcing people to wear masks, and they're oxygen deprived, and it's annoying. And they're more likely to fucking act out in such a situation, according to Morning Consult. Many of the 5,300 were related to face masks. Meaning lefty Karens like her complaining that other people are not adhering to the liberal orthodoxy's rules. Oh, here we go. When you get a drunk Karen on your flight to Atlanta. Yeah, I figure she was probably drunk. She was captured hitting and scratching the passenger during the altercation. And yet she's coming. Why are you wearing your mask? Look, she's actually got a mask on, but it's pulled down underneath her chin. Oh, that's not effective. So she's spitting and scratching and spreading germs as she's complaining about this dude not wearing his mask. Well, typical leftist hypocrite, obviously. Wow, she's nuts. And she's no small fry either. Look at that form. She's packed on a lot of bulk. We got a future linebacker here. Oh, man. Oh, there you go. There's the source of her unhappiness. She has many, many cats. So she's a closeted cat lady. Yeah. She's got cats in place of children and a man. She's divorced. Yeah. Got two grown kids. Who apparently want nothing to do with her. Because she's having to rent a fucking room in Florida. Her kids don't want to help her out, apparently. Ex-husband, I'm sure, wants nothing to do with this crazy cat lady. And, you know, of course you knew she was a crazy cat lady, right? Now, following the brief violent interaction, she was then escorted to the back of the plane by flight attendants and was arrested. Good. That's the only time she'll spend in jail, though. We know. We know the truth of the matter is that she's a woman. She's going to get off with a slap on the fucking wrist. No prison time. Probably suspended sentence, 2 years probation, 5 years probation, something like that. Something like that. It remains unclear how the other passengers and flight crew were injured and how severe those wounds were. It remains unclear to me why they took so long to do anything about it. Everybody was afraid to touch her. It took like 3 minutes for anybody to do anything. The guy with the food fucking cart wasn't hardly doing nothing. He was interacting with and physically making more contact with the old man than he was her. Nobody wanted to touch her, but somehow women are oppressed. Now, people are terrified of them because they know that to put their hands on them, even if the woman's in the wrong, it's them that'll probably go to jail. Yeah, but they don't have privilege, that old man. Supposedly, if you believe the left's whole narrative, the feminist narrative, the old man has privilege and she's oppressed. Cornwall is due to appear for an initial appearance at the federal courthouse in Atlanta on Monday, a source told FBI. Okay. From the FBI, told the Daily Mail. Daily Mail reached out to Delta Airlines for comment. Not sure if they would get one. In the video captured by ATL Uncensored, Cornwall is seen angrily confronting the old man. Yep. Put your fucking mask on! After continuously refusing to comply with her demands. Yeah, how dare he? How dare you not do what I tell you to do, man? Don't you know I've been oppressed for 20 billion years? Oh, the universe is only 13 billion years? Well, I've been oppressed for that long. Before human beings walked the earth, and before human beings were human beings, and before they were even little fucking mammals running around, we were amoeba. And even then, as a female amoeba, we females were oppressed. So I can tell you what to do, bitch. Cornwall then aggressively tells him to stand up. Wow. Gee, it's amazing that she just has cats and no man. Somebody that confrontational and masculine. He goes on to say, sit down, Karen. I love it. She then demands the crew to help her. She repeatedly barks, tell him to mask up. Male crew member also demands Cornwall put her mask on. And she continues the request that they ask him to wear his. You put your mask up, bitch, he tells her. Did you call me a bitch? He replies, yes, I did. And then she, you know, seen smacking. She didn't smack him! Is this the UK? Is this a UK rag? Let me, the Daily Mail, is the Daily Mail UK rag? What is this? Is that, I forget. I think it might be. Because they're carrying a lot of fucking water for her. No, she didn't smack him. She punched him with a closed fist. And yeah, there's a difference. One is worse than the other. So they're trying to carry water for her, right? Everything to try and equalize the responsibility for the altercation and to kind of lighten the load on her, make her look less culpable and make her actions less than what they actually were. Yeah. She didn't smack him. She punched him in the face. You all saw it. Closed fist. Anyway, goes on to say, now you're going to jail. The old man said, I wish that were true. I really wish it were. I really wish that she would have spent more than one night in a drunk tank, but that's not what happened. Anyway, the video has received over 7 million views. 7 million! I kind of think your future in real estate is over, sweetheart. I kind of think your real estate future is over. I don't foresee her getting a job in Florida as a real estate agent. And if she had one set up, which I would think would probably be the case, otherwise why move there? I think it's going bye-bye. Like your looks and your hot girl privilege. Now, you are still going to get your female privilege. You're still going to get a slap on the wrist with time served and probation. But I think your real estate career is going bye-bye. I think it already went bye-bye if she's renting a fucking room. Where's her money? Oh, there isn't any. She's 51. And she's a hideous human being. And, nobody wants to hire her or pay her any decent money. Great, her just desserts are coming. Well, not really, because if her just desserts were coming, she would serve actual prison time. You're talking about starting a fight and getting violent and attacking other people on a plane. That's bordering on terrorism. But she's not going to serve a day in jail, I guarantee you. I'll bet anybody out there $100 that this broad sees 0.000 prison time beyond the time she spent in the drunk tank in holding before she was bailed out, or who knows who bailed this broad out. Maybe she got let out on bond and only had to put up maybe 10%, or she got really cheap bail probably. Who knows? I guarantee you, no prison time. Community service, something like that. So there you go. There you go. Cornwall, a.k.a. the Delta Karen, got arrested upon arrival and may or may not see jail time. Not. Guaranteed not. But she would if she was a he. Yeah, and these are all old pictures. She's fat in the video that we all just watched. So I guess her days of hot girl privilege are over. And I suppose she'll buy more cats, get more cats, maybe a few dogs. I don't know. Not male ones, of course, because apparently she's fed up with the male of the species. Yeah, look at her there. You can tell she's fat there. Wow. So that's it. That's it. That's what happens when the hot girl privilege disappears. Girls, females of all ages continue to act as if they still have it. Because they're just not self-aware enough. They're just not aware enough, period, of how reality works, the world works, to know that the privilege is somewhat gone, though not completely. So, funny story. Let me know what you think in the comments section. Do you think that the Delta Karen is going to get jail time? Or do you think she'll get let off with a slap on the wrist, as I have said? Slap on the wrist, obviously. She'll get a slap on the fucking wrist. But let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate my content, go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Consider making a donation. And if anybody treats you like this, never, ever, 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 ever turn the other fucking cheek. Always respond in kind. Always stand up for yourself. Never let people treat you disrespectfully. Stand up to them. Confront them. Let you know you don't appreciate it. Especially when it's leftoids like this who are complaining about some kind of breach of the politically correct social justice orthodoxy, which isn't a real crime or any kind of real breach of etiquette or doing anything wrong of any kind. That's especially when you need to stand up for yourself. Anyhow, thank you for viewing and take care.